Where is that apartment? I swear, I've been looking around for 15 minutes now, but I still can't find it. Let me check the address again. I'm sure I'm in the right place, but where is it? But this is... Oh, there's a person over there. Hey, hi there. I'd like to ask you something. Do you live in this area? Okay, cool. So, do you know where the sunny place is? Yeah, I have a picture. Here. What are you laughing at? Hey, I'm asking where the sunny place is, and you're just laughing there like a maniac. Ugh, give me my phone back. Thanks for wasting my time. What? I don't talk to crazy people. Oh, now you know where the sunny place is? You live there? Are you sure? Or are you just trying to fool me? Because I swear, I'm going to hit you. I have a baseball bat in my bag. Okay, well, can you take me there? Good. Let's go. This is the sunny place? But this apartment looks nothing like the picture. Oh, they renovated the place. Jeez, they should have updated the apartment details on the marketplace. You know what? The one in the picture looks so much better. They changed the name too? Well, what's it called now then? Sunshine Place? Really? So creative. My room number. Hold on. Let me check. Actually, the landlord didn't tell me. I'll just message him. Hopefully, he doesn't take too long to reply. What? You want to carry my stuff? There's no need. I'm fine. I can do this. I've been running around in circles in this place for a while before I saw you, so I'm all good. You really insist on carrying it? Oh, because I'm small and I look fragile? Really funny. Don't test me, Buttface. I mean it. I have a baseball bat in my bag. Here, take it. The landlord replied. He said that my room number is... 30. Is that on the third floor? What are you staring at? I swear, you're such a weirdo. Oh, he texted me again. He said that I have a roommate. Interesting. And my roommate's name is... What do you mean that's me? Oh, you're my roommate? Buttface is my roommate. Small world. Whatever, Let's just go in already. Nice place. Not bad, actually. Well, it's not as big as my old apartment, but it's pretty spacious for two people. No thanks. I'm good. I already ate before I got here. I mean, yeah, I am annoyed at you. 'Cause you are so weird. First, you laughed at me when I asked you where the apartment was. Second, you were making fun of my height and my abilities. Lastly, you always look at me in such a weird way. I know we've only known each other for a few minutes, but you are such an annoying person. And it sucks that you're my roommate. But it's not like I can do anything about it. Yeah. So, where's your room? And mine? Wait. What? We are sharing the same room? But I need my privacy. And so do you. Ha ha. That's funny. You're lying, aren't you? Okay. Well, tell me where my room is before I run out of patience and kick your butt. Thank you. I'm gonna go in and lock myself. I need to rest. Don't disturb me. Okay, Buttface? Finally, some time to myself. God, this has been such a long day. That Buttface is so annoying. He could have just told me that they renovated the place. He didn't have to be a jerk and laugh about it. I mean, how could I know, right? I can tell that this is going to be a disaster. Whatever. It's been a long day for me, and I should take a nap. I'll just unpack later when I wake up. Oh, jeez. It's already dark out. How long have I been asleep? Oh my god. It's almost 4 a.m. I slept that long? Jeez. Well, to be fair, I was really tired yesterday. I haven't even unpacked yet. I should eat and then come back here to unpack my stuff. I wonder if Buttface has food in the kitchen. Hey! Do you have anything in the kitchen? I'm hungry. I'll just pay for whatever I can cook. I just don't feel like going out. Buttface? Maybe he's asleep? Hey. Psst. Buttface. You in there? He's not here. Well, that's weird. I wonder what he's doing outside at 4 a.m. Whatever, he's a grown-up. He can take care of himself. There's food on the table, but I'm sure it's his. I'm just gonna check if there's bread and egg, then maybe I can make myself some egg sandwich. There's no food. It looks like I'll have to go to the nearby convenience store. Oh, hey, Buttface. I thought you were out. Oh, you were changing. Well, it's a good thing then that I didn't enter your room. Otherwise, I would have walked in on you naked. So, why are your kitchen cabinets empty? Ah, you cooked the remaining chicken that you have. Man. Okay, I'm just gonna go out and buy myself something. That meal? You mean that meal on the table? It's mine? Oh, it's okay. I get what you're doing, but thanks. I don't need your sympathy. Buttface, it's okay. I'm all good. You're saying that you cooked a meal for me as an apology? What are you apologizing for? Oh, you felt like a jerk for what you did earlier, when you laughed at me and made fun of my height. That's cute, but it's fine. No, of course not. I'm not being picky and I can eat chicken. It's just that you cooked that, so it should be yours. Fine, I'm gonna eat it, but don't think that I am accepting your offer. I'm just really hungry, and I don't feel like going out. What do I think about the chicken soup that you made? Well, it was good. Yeah, it was good. Well, what did you want me to say? It's not like we're that close for me to praise you. Fine. It was delicious. It was actually the best soup I've had in a while. Yes, I mean it. I'm not angry. Whatever. I'm gonna go in my room. And, thanks for the meal. You didn't have to make it, but still, thank you. Well, I still have to unpack and probably go on a job hunting. You know, online. I quit my job 2 weeks ago. I just saved up for the down payment that I spent on this place. It doesn't matter. I'm sure I'll find something. No, it's okay. You don't have to help me look for a job. I'm an adult and this is my responsibility. It's all good. I'm not being defensive. I'm just saying the truth. I should learn how to stand up on my own. You know, be independent. Yes, I'm fine. Why do you have so many questions? You're worried about me? Please, don't kid yourself. I'm just a stranger. Yes, and even though we are going to live in the same place, we're still strangers. It's just hard, I guess, and really tiring. Let's just say that I had to be independent. I don't want to look pathetic, especially not in front of a stranger. Oh, wait. Not really a stranger because we're going to be roommates. Excuse me? We are not living together, okay? Yeah, we live in the same apartment, but we are roommates. We don't actually live together. We just happen to share the same space. And we also share in paying the rent. That's all. No, it's not the same as living together. And if you say that one more time, I am going to kick your butt. Got it? Good. So, that chicken soup, that was actually really good. What did you put in it? Mm-hmm. Cool. I might try that out sometime. Listen, sorry about earlier. I feel like I was too rude, you know, with the way I reacted. You're right. It was your fault. I'm kidding. But seriously, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, we have to get along since we are going to be roommates. Oh, by the way, now that we're talking about it, I'd like the two of us to have a set of rules. Well, duh. It's to have peace and balance. And I like to keep things in order. No, I'm not a dictator. I'm just saying that we should have rules for each other so we don't cross boundaries. All right, so I'll go first. Neither of us is allowed to take home a date. Before you panic, I thought of this because it would be weird if one of us walks in the other while doing the thing. I don't want to say it, but you get what I mean. That's not my problem. Fine, okay, chill out. I was just kidding. Okay, well. Ah, I know. No barging in each other's rooms. We're not allowed to enter without the other's permission, okay? What if the other one is not home? Well, then we can just wait until they get home. And why on earth did you ask that? Yeah, right. Like you'll need something in my room. I mean, yeah, it is common sense, but based on my previous experiences, My roommates like to invade my room, and I'm a person who values privacy, so I'd like to make a rule about that. It's also for our own good. What about you? What's your rule? No inviting friends over on a Sunday night? That's fine. I can live with that. You changed your mind? About what? Are you sure about that? I mean, that was a joke. You really want to make it an official rule? Fine. But remember, you're the one that said this. So, no bringing our dates home. But I don't want to be a killjoy. How about we are free to bring our dates home, but they're not allowed to spend the night here. Is that okay? You know, some dates end up terribly. Like, their date ends up being a robber, and then they wake up to their things missing. And I'm sure that neither of us would want to be robbed, right? Yeah, I'm glad that we agree. And if one of us has a date staying over, we have to let the other know ahead of time. Okay? Great. Uh-oh, someone's sleepy. Go in your room. I'll also go ahead. Yeah, I'm sure. God, you're chatty. Just go in. We can continue talking about the rules tomorrow, okay? Yeah, whatever. Good night, Buttface. Finally. Thank God. That guy is so talkative. How does he have that much energy? Has he even slept? Whatever. I think I changed my mind about him. Maybe he's not that annoying. He actually seems like a decent guy. Out of all the roommates I've had, he's the only one that cared enough to prepare a meal for me out of concern. And apology as well. Most roommates are too busy worrying about themselves. I wonder how this will go.